So we do welcome you today to this sermon. And before we move on, let us pray. Father, we thank thee for giving us the knowledge to come to this level, even to still keep on worshiping you on internet. Thank you, O Lord, and be with us now. And accept our worship, guide us in spirit, and speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So at this moment, we would like to have our scripture reading.
The scripture reading is taken from Revelation chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of their saints. Amen.
Amen. And then we're going to have a special song by the appointed children. So, please.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling all the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, 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 hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded the bugle trumpet that shall never come retreat. He is sifting all the hearts of men for his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the light, his cross bore was crossed the sea. With the glory in the sun that transfigures you and me. As he died to make man holy, let us live to make man free. Where the Lord is marching on.
Hallelujah, his truth is mine.
a proclamation in heaven by a great angel saying, who is worthy? Who is worthy to go to the living God enthroned high on his throne to pick up the scroll? This is John reporting, saying, and I look in heaven and upon earth, and that the earth and everywhere in the sea, there was no one found to go and take the scroll and even to look at it. And I wept, because there was no one found to undertake this mission. And while I was still weeping, one of the 24 elders surrounding the throne of the living God came to me and said, do not weep. Do not weep. Because the Lion of Judah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he has conquered and he is able to go and pick the scroll. And I watched how the lamb went and picked the scroll from the right hand of God. And as soon as he picked the scroll, the 24 elders and the four living creatures, they all went on their knees, picking up their crowns from their head. They went down on their knees and worshiped this lamb. Who is this lamb? What is the mystery of this lamb? And today, we want to talk about the blood of this lamb. And the blood of this lamb, which we are celebrating today as part of the Easter, as the Passover. Someone asked me, are we still celebrating Passover? Yes, of course. When Jesus came, when the Passover time was coming, you know, Jesus was crucified during the Passover time. He gathered with his disciples, and the method he changed. And he went together with them to have Lord's Supper. And he took the blood, he took the bread and said, eat, this is my body. And he took the wine and said, drink, this is my blood, which is going to be poured for many. And the one thing about this Lord's Supper, which has replaced the Passover. So we have to enjoy the Lord's Supper anytime we get the chance to eat it. Because Jesus was saying, this is going to be the last time I'm going to dine with you. The next time I am going to dine with you is going to be in heaven. Let us look at the lamb throughout the Bible. When God was in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, when they heard him coming, they hide themselves. And then God coming nearer, he said, where are you? Every time during the Sabbath, every Sabbath, anytime in the morning I come to the garden, you always come to meet me. Where are you, Adam? Where are you? Now, the morning man has sent the sentence to say, where are you, God? Now, the coronavirus killing a lot of people, where are you, God? When plane crashes, where are you, God? Anytime when something goes wrong, that is when we ask, where are you, God? But we tend to forget that it was God who asked first, where are you, man? And because of sin, man went into hiding. And God said, have you eaten from the tree I warned you about? And Adam answered, Eve gave it to me. And Eve said, the serpent gave it to me. And when they came out, the funny thing is when they came out, they were wearing the fig tree leaves they have sown for themselves because they saw that they were naked. It tells you that as soon as they ate from the fruit, the robe of righteousness that they could use to stand in the presence of the living God was torn to the ground, and it was gone. You can see that. In Revelation, he says, who are these? Who are these in white robes? He said, these are those who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, and it has become even whiter than the snow. The dirty robes, our dirty robes, keep on. We have to wash our dirty robes. Today, someone is saying, some people say, take me as I am. We want to go into the banquet of Jesus Christ with our own clothes. But these clothes, the robe of righteousness is being given free. We know that when all that Jesus said, he said it for a purpose. And this banquet is going to take place in heaven. And he said, blessed are those who are invited to this banquet, and they have accepted the invitation. So Adam and Eve, they were naked. And God saw their nakedness. And that was when we saw that he made clothes out of the skin of the lamb. That means the lamb. A lamb was slain there. Just from what we read, he said, I saw the Lamb of God as if it had been slain. The Lamb slain from the foundation of this world. So the blood of the Lamb was shed. But I just want to come to the current situation where the blood of the Lamb was used. God called Moses and said, Moses, I have heard the pain, the cry of my people. And I want you to go and tell them that it is time that they go home. And you know, as men, we always have excuses. Moses, upon all the wonders, you know how many wonders God showed Moses before he agreed to go? He approached the bush. The bush was burning. There was fire, but the bush was not burning. That was the first wonder. He said, Moses, don't get near. You are standing on the holy ground. We all know the story. Pull out your shoes. Moses wondered who was speaking to him. And the Lord God has his name. Lord God pronounces his name. He identifies himself every time he comes. He said, I am the God of your fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. And I am sending you to Pharaoh. Go and tell Pharaoh. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Today, we find ourselves in this same situation. We find ourselves in the spiritual Exodus. God sending his son, God telling the evil one, telling the devil, the prince of this earth, say, let my people go. I want to deliver them out of the slavery of sin. Moses said, no, Lord, who am I to go before Pharaoh? Even idiots, they are looking for me to kill me. God said, all those people still waiting for you to kill you, they are dead. So you have to go. Moses said, even I cannot speak. He said, we take time and read the conversation there. It's so marvelous. God said, I am going to give you my mouth. And my mouth you're going to put in the mouth of Aaron. So you're going to speak to Aaron like a god. Isn't it marvelous? And we all know when Moses went, wonders never happened before. Wonders never seen before happened. Yes. And the same thing is going on today. Today, we are washing our robes. The sin, our presumptuous sin, which is staining our robes, we have to get out of it. We have to get out of this sin and continue to wash our robe in the blood of the Lamb. There's a lot to read about this Lamb. Listen to what John the Baptist said. He said, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And Paul in Corinthians described him as the Passover Lamb, Christ, our Passover Lamb. Do we know the value of this blood? I'm telling you today, the blood of the Lamb is the ink which is being used in heaven. If you go into the Bible, we have three books in the Bible. We have three books. The book of the living God himself, which is called the book of truth. You can read from Daniel 10, the book of truth. And we have the book of the Holy Spirit, which is called the book of God's remembrance. And the third book is the book of the Lamb. And things are going to happen in these books. It is only in the book of truth that there is not going to be any alteration. And this is what we are discussing in this Sabbath school. The Bible, the word of God, the word coming from the word, from the book of truth, which God gave to his prophets. Who can change the plan? Who can change the redemption plan that Jesus took from the hand of God? Who can? That is the redemption plan. The plan is already set. No one can change it. And we see that and we confirm it even in the prophecies. God said, Babylon will go after Babylon. Medo-Persia will come. And after Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, all these will come at the appointed time. In the Bible, when you read every time when the angels talking about the appointed time, at the appointed time, at the appointed time. Even in the New Testament, when Legion was commanded, he said, who, what is your name? He said, my name is Legion. When Jesus met the demons, and they said, Son of God, what have you got to do with this? Have you come to destroy us before the appointed time? They all know the appointed time. When the devil was thrown out of heaven, when the proclamation came that you woe to the inhabitants of earth, because the devil knows that his time is short. He knows that his time is running out. The appointed time is running. It's running for you, and it is running for me. The second coming of Jesus Christ is very interesting. But are you focused on the coming of Jesus Christ? You have to focus on your life. What is the relationship between you and your God? And we say that because you do not know when you're going to die. Are you going to die before Jesus comes? Are you going to see life? Jesus coming down from heaven? You do not know. You have to be prepared. Jesus said, be prepared, because I come like a thief. So have you prepared the appointed time? your appointed time. You do not know. And when you die, your probation closes. Your probation, and we have it, he says, when the judgment has set and the books were open, there is no guarantor anymore. There is no guarantor. Now is the time for you to run away from your sins. The world is now full. We're not talking about sins anymore. We're not talking about sins anymore. But you have to be, you have to think about your life. You know, the three books I'm talking about in the book of the Lamb are written names, all the names of living people. All the names. Anyone who has been born to this earth, his name is written in the Lamb book of life. But there are going to be blottings. When your case is closed, it is going to be seen if your name is still in the Lamb book of life or your name is blotted out of the Lamb book of life. This blotting, when Moses, I'm talking about this blotting, when Moses said, God, come with us. If you do not come with us, we cannot go. And God said, these people, these stiff-necked people, if I go with them, I'm going to destroy them. Allow me to destroy them. And he said, no, Lord, this is your inheritance. This is your inheritance. And if this is what you're going to do, then blot my name out of your book. You have been in heaven. It was Moses who hinted tried the blotting. He said, then blot my name out of your book. So it is going to be. So, you have your name. And at the end, names are going to be blotted out of the Lamb's book of life. The blotting which is going to go on in the book of God's remembrance, which is taken by the Holy Spirit, writing all these are going to come into judgment, hidden or unhidden. You know, we have to be aware. We have to be aware. The judgment of God is going to be like the CCTV. We're going to show you your activities, all that you did, and you're going to decide by yourself whether you did it right or you did it good. But God said, the wickedness, the sins of my people, I am going to blot them and remember them no more. For my name's sake, yes, I'm going to blot them. But if you die in sin, just like God said in Ezekiel, he said, the sins of the righteous, I'm going to blot them out and remember them no more. And the sins of the wicked is going to stand before me like the billboard forever. So, it is written, all these, hidden or unhidden, every deed is going to come into judgment. So, you have to be aware and run away from the sin, your presumptuous sins. And at the end, he said, all those whose name were not found written in the Lamb's book of life were thrown into the lake of fire, which is the second death. So it is written. The world is very, the time is running very fast than we think. Now we are talking about the coronavirus. Have we thought of what is going to happen at the end time? The plagues that are going to fall. You go to Daniel, he says, the kingdom of the little horn, no human hand can bring it down except the power of God, which is going to bring this kingdom down. Yes. And it is meant that in Revelation, when the fifth bowl, when the wrath of God, the fifth wrath of God was poured, it was poured onto the throne of the beast, the throne of the little horn. And his kingdom was destroyed. And he said, the seas bowl was poured into the river Euphrates, and it dried up. And when it dried up, making the way for the kings, for the preparing them for the war. And this is where we see the evil trinity. Just as we have the Holy Trinity, we have the evil trinity. It is written that I saw three frogs. These are demons. He said the frog ran from the mouth of the dragon, ran from the mouth of the beast, and ran from the mouth of the false prophet. These three preparing for the Armageddon. Yes. What is where Armageddon is going to take place? And the seventh bowl was poured into the air. And there was a proclamation in heaven, it is done. And when it was done, they were arrested. The beast was arrested, the dragon was arrested, and the false prophet was arrested. And the false prophet and the beast, they went first into the lake of fire. And the beast was thrown, he was thrown into the jail. You know, God has his own jail. God's jail is called the abyss. And he was thrown into the abyss and was sealed for 1,000 years. We all know the story. Where are we heading? Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Are you going to be part of the first resurrection? Or are you going to be part of the late second resurrection? We have to be careful. The time is running very fast. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live. Sometimes the life. When Jesus came into the earth, he said, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He has given us everything. He has told us everything that we need to know. Are we prepared? Are we prepared? Who knows, even if this coronavirus is part of the plagues? No one knows. I'm not saying it's part of the plagues, but we have to consider all these things. We have to have all these things in mind, because Jesus will come and he's going to tell you, didn't you see all these things happening? We need to be prepared, because still time. It's moving fast. This is the first time that a global shutdown has occurred. This is the first time, and we do not know what next. The Lord God Almighty, He said, I don't delight in the death of a sinner. And if according to me, says the Lord, I wish all will repent and come back to me. That means the Lord God has room for everyone. He has many. Jesus said that too. If I am lifted, I will draw all men to me. You know, Seventh-day Adventist, the secret that we, you know, when Jesus was saying, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I will come back to you and take you unto myself, and where I am, there you may be. You know, I hear some kind of argument trying to undermine the power of God. Have you considered yourself, your location, where you are? We are on this earth. You know, we have to have more insight about into the creation of God, into the cosmos and the microcosmos. If you do science, you have the opportunity to enter into the macrocosmos and to come down to the microcosmos. Let's go to the macrocosmos, for example. The earth we live in, on this earth, is only a planet of 9 planets revolving and rotating around the sun, which is our star. The nearest star to Earth, which we call the Alpha Centaurus A and the Alpha Centaurus B, these are the nearest star. And you know, in astronomy, we measure with the speed of light, with the speed of light. And our galaxy, which consists of about 100 million stars, look at it. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, consists of 100 million stars, 100 million. So if Jesus is saying, my Father has a lot of places, many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. And we do not know how many planets even each star has. And if we have 100 million stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way, our galaxy is called the Milky Way. And you have this number of stars without knowing even the accompanying planets. How do you want to maintain God in your mind? How do you see God? We have a wonderful God. He comes to our level and speaks with us like man to man. I like it. The God we serve, he's so wonderful. You go to Isaiah, he said, hey, man, let's review the past. Let us argue together. State your case for your innocence. Your forefathers sinned. Your spokesman rebelled. He is so wonderful. He always comes to us for us to know that he is real. Yes. How long have you walked with the Lord? I have walked with my God, and I know what I say, and I speak of him, and I know his mighty power, and I know him, how far he has brought me. I have my own personal experience with him. What about you? Do you have experience with the Lord God you serve? I cannot tell, and I'm not going to say anything. But if I should speak of my God, I know who I'm talking, of whom I'm talking. Look,
when the Israelites were coming, the first rendezvous he had with them to let them know that he is real on the Mount Sinai, when they gathered there, the Lord spoke to them. We are talking about the Bible. God doesn't speak in another. When he comes to you, he speaks to your understanding. He said he spoke to them in Aramaic that everyone could understand him. We have a tree song. He said, we couldn't stand his presence out of fear. The mountain was blazing with fire. And the Lord God spoke from the fire. God, he speaks that he is the true God. He is the true. You know why you cannot see God and live? God said, Moses said, if I have found grace in your sight, show me your face. He said, Moses, you cannot see me and live. Moses, you cannot see me and live. You know why? Because you read also in the Bible, the radiations coming from the face of God. Alpha, Gamma, Beta, the masons, particles, which if God allows it to come to you, you're going to die. He's telling the truth. This is the truth. Why you cannot see God and live. He says his face is shining more than the sun we see. Who can look at the sun? Look at the sun for just 1 minute if you want to spoil your eyes. It's just like the appearance between the Lord and Paul. Paul's sickness, Paul, he couldn't see you after the confrontation when he met the Lord, the light, the radiation. So you go into the universe, this Milky Way, the people talk about, you know, the Hubble microscope, the Hubble telescope, I always call it microscope. The Hubble telescope, which sees far, they talk about the Big Bang. It is very sad when science talks. Science talks about the explosion against science principle. Science says there is conservation of energy. The total amount of energy in the universe is fixed. We do not lose, there is dissipation of energy changing from one form to the other. This is what science says, but no energy goes lost. Yes, this is the basic principle of energy. And then you go another level, you say entropy. There cannot be any chemical reaction or there cannot be any interaction without energy. So if the Big Bang even occurred, where did the energy come from? Where? Have you considered that? Science keeps on changing its math daily. Science keeps on changing its math. But the mouth of our God is always the same. He never changed. He changes not. And his word stands firm. He says, not a single iota of my word is going to pass away. Written in the book, in the true, the book of truth of the living God. It's not going to change. The next galaxy to us, what we call the Andromeda, the triangulum, you know how many millions of years, light years, not our normal years, light years you will take to come out from the Milky Way even to the Andromeda and to the triangulum. And all is also structured we call it the supercluster, which is called the Virgo. The Virgo is just a filament in the universe. It's only a small part of it. Man, if you talk about the living God, You're talking about a great God you cannot contain in your head. The God is so great, so marvelous, so wonderful, and his character is love. Who is man? Out of dust he formed us to be partakers of his creation. Why don't we glorify and thank him every single moment? Anytime you have the chance, glorify him, thank him. He is sharing life with you. He created us for his own glory. Question you of a God. God says, I am not interested in your offering. The offering you keep on giving me, I'm not interested. I wish that you listen to me, that you may not need any offering. You may not have to offer me the blood of a bull, the blood of lamb. All these were the shadow of the coming Lamb of God. And you see that, you read that God has already told us. If you go into the cleansing of the sanctuary, he said unto 2300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. 70 days has been allotted to the Jewish people as a model nation. And things were to occur. That's why we're celebrating the Passover. The Passover is the only celebration left for us. Not Christmas, not any other celebration, but the Passover. So when it comes to Lord's Supper, don't excuse yourself. It's a blessing for us. He said, in the mid of the week, you know, everything was prophesied about the coming of the Lamb. His anointment, that means the baptism of Jesus Christ, his crucifixion, everything we saw is written in the Bible. And the Lamb of God came. So it is today abomination to put animal on an altar. It is an abomination. You can read from Isaiah. He said, if you put even a lamb or you put a bull on an altar, it is just like offering a human being to God. And the worst is that if you put even cereals to offer it to God, it's like the blood of a pig. You can read that in Isaiah. It's all abominable thing. The coming Son of Man, the coming Messiah, the Lamb of God has come. And he is mediating for you now. He is now our guarantor. The Spirit says, if you hear my voice today, hear. Don't harden your heart. Listen. Listen to my voice. So where are we now? The Lamb of God is so expensive. Anytime you sin, you are misusing the blood of the Lamb, because it's going to take much to wash your sins. You have to know the God you serve. He is so lovely. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just as God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, God had already done that. And this is when God found the godliness in man. Abraham is a symbol of godliness in man. The plan of redemption The devil doesn't want, because it is going to bring him down. Anytime that brings a person down, he doesn't want. It's just like the Jews today, they don't want to hear that their time is over as a model nation. God used them as a model nation. The angel said, 70 weeks now left for you people to stop sinning, to put an end to transgression. So the devil, who claims to be the owner of this, our earth, he doesn't want that, he doesn't want to hear that. Because his kingdom is coming to an end. This dark kingdom is coming to an end. Jesus, when he came to the earth, he told us everything how it is going to be. The Lord God does nothing without first revealing to us his plan. He has revealed everything to us. So Jesus came and died. Now the world is celebrating Easter. The world celebrates things which they do not understand. They celebrate Christmas, which they do not understand. Left to us is this Lord's Supper, which has replaced the Passover. Because the Lamb of God has come. And you go to Hebrews, he said, he entered into the Holy of Holies, not with the blood of a bull or with the blood of a lamb, but with his own blood, he entered into the Holy of Holies to mediate for you and me. And there's going to be a time when Christ Jesus is going to finish his work, and he is going to say, let him who is righteous stay righteous still. Let him who is vile stay vile. And everything is then done. And you cannot, you have no mediator anymore. So if you hear the voice of the Spirit talking to you day in and day out when you are doing something, The Spirit is not only talking to you, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, has to write everything you do in the book of God's remembrance, and at the end, everything is going to show to be shown to you yourself. You're going to convince yourself that the judgment of God is righteous and justice is going to be done. How are we ready now? Are we ready to receive the coming King? Or is he going to come and we are still in our sin? The time is moving faster than we think. And it is not about when Jesus is coming. It's about when you're going to die. First, when the coronavirus came, they said it is only the old people who were being attacked, and the young people can resist. And now we know that even children can get coronavirus and die. So just as children can die, youth can die, adults can die, and not only old people dying, you have to be ready. You have to be ready. We talk about the grace of God. Who do you think at the end, who are the people who are going to enjoy the grace of God? Who do you think? Today is the grace time for you to repent. Because God has said, whose sins are going to be blotted? The sins of the righteous. He said, The sins of my righteous people, I'm going to blot them and remember them no more. Yes. But if you die in sin, so you have to be careful. Either you die in righteousness or you die in sin. If you die in sin, it is gone. There is no guarantor anymore. And your sins, the sin of the wicked, God has said, the sin of the wicked is going to stand before me day and night. And the sins of my righteous people, I'm going to blot them and remember them no more. And that is the grace of God. So at the end, you know who is going to enjoy the grace of God. Now is the grace time we have. We have to respond to the call. No more time, no more delay. Just like we see in Revelation and also in Daniel, the angel with the face like the sun, which people think that is Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the revelation, you know, the Bible explains itself. The Bible is so transparent. And I'm going to tell you why this angel, sometimes in the Osama school, we said that is Jesus Christ. That is not Jesus Christ. That is the angel of Jesus Christ. The revelation given to coming from God to Jesus. And Jesus giving this revelation to his angel. Jesus said that from the beginning. He said, my angel, I have given my revelation to my angel. At the end, he also said that my angel, if you go to even at the end of Revelation, he said, my angel, I have given the revelation to my angel to be given to you. If you read the last part of Revelation 22, if you read verse 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. You know, Jesus has so many titles. I am the Alpha and Omega, he declares. And you saw this great angel, this mighty angel, with his right foot in the sea and his left foot on the land, raising his hand, proclaiming, there is no more time. There is no more time. No more delay. And this angel, after proclaiming, he was having this scroll in his hand, and John was commanded to go and take the scroll from the hand of this angel. This is the angel of Jesus Christ. Revelation coming from God to Jesus, from Jesus to his angel, and from his angel to John. And he gave this scroll. And he said, John, when he was told to go and get this scroll, he said, the command was that go and take the scroll from the hand of the angel. When Daniel went, when John went to the angel, he said, could you please give me this scroll? Was he told to get it for the angel to give it to him or to take it from the hand of the angel? And the angel said, here is it, take it. You have to take it by yourself. The command is just, God is so exact, so precise. The angel said, here. He didn't give it. He said, here is the scroll. Take it yourself. And when he said, when you take it and you eat it, it is in your mouth, it's going to be, it's like, it's so sweet. The word of God is so sweet on the mouth of the righteous. But if it gets into your stomach, it's going to churn your stomach. It is going to turn your stomach sick that you have to vomit. You have to bring it out. Blessed is the one who preaches the word of God. John came and he baptized with water. He said, the one who is coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Do you know the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Take Pentecost, the time when they were baptized with the fire. They couldn't stay still. They started preaching everywhere. Preaching and preaching and preaching. Continue to preach. So if you want to know if you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have to be ready. You have to have the feeling to preach, to share Jesus Christ with the world. And then you told him, go and prophesy again. Yes. That is how the revelation came to us. This is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And then you remember what the angel said. There is no more delay, no more time. And you see also in Daniel, the same angel saying, there is no more time. There is no more delay. Get ready. We have to get ready, my brethren. We have to preach the second coming of Jesus Christ to the world. If they want to hear it, fine. If they reject, it is going to be a testimony against them. Jesus said, go and bring the message. We are not going to force this message on people. And this gospel of the kingdom, the gospel we talk about is the coming kingdom, a kingdom where there is no more death. There is no more sorrow, no more pain, no more coronavirus, no more pestilence. A world made, prepared by God himself. John said, I saw the new earth and the new heaven. The holy city, the capital of the new earth. Some people say it is going to land on this earth. Why? Jesus said he's going to crush this earth and it will be no more. And so some people saying it is going to land on this earth. They say, okay, when it is descending, where is it going to land? Have you asked yourself if this world is resting on anything? This earth is not resting on anything. It is suspended. So it's going to be the new heaven and the new earth. You have to go into astronomy and see the wonders, the power of the living God. He said, with my own hand, I stretched the universe with my own hands, and I placed in the stars the moon. You have to know the God you serve, the most powerful God we know and we have. There is no God beside me, God says, in Isaiah, tell me if there is any other God before me or beside me. I look forward and I look back. There is no God before me. There is no God behind me. I am God, period. And this is the God we have. God bless you all. Amen.